Al-Bayan Radio presents a short biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, presented by Sheikh Arshad Khan.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you to the 22nd lesson to the new series entitled A Short Biography of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. In this lesson, we'll learn about his physical characteristics. Anas ibn Malik narrated, when Abu Bakr would see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming towards them, he would say, like the light of the full moon, his departure is darkness, the trustworthy chosen one who calls to good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in surah number 33 verses 45 to 46 says, O Prophet, verily, we have sent you as a witness, a bearer of glad tidings, a warner, one who invites to Allah by his permission and a lamp spreading light. This narration is mentioned by the historians, but the scholars of Islam could not find it in the books of Hadith. Which narration? It is a narration that we mentioned previously, when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming towards them. He would say, like the light of the full moon, his departure is darkness, the trustworthy chosen one who calls to good. It has been narrated by Jabir radiallahu anh that he said, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a clear night, so I looked at the Messenger of Allah and at the moon, and he was wearing a red garment, and he looked better than the moon to me. And this is in Jami' al-Tirmidhi. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anh narrated that Umar ibn al-Khattab used to recite a poem that Zuhair ibn Abi Salama wrote about Harim ibn Sinan, and this poetry translated is, you would be the light during the night of a full moon if you were anything other than a man. Then Umar radiallahu anh and those sitting with him would say, this describes the Messenger of Allah, and no one else fits this description. Man asked Al-Bara, was the face of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam like a sword? He said, no, it was like the moon, in Jami' al-Tirmidhi. His face, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was white with glow and round like the moon. It was not long like a sword. Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anh, said, the skin color of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was white with a shade of red. His eyes were very black. His hair was neither curly nor straight, and his beard was very thick. His cheeks were smooth. He had small amount of hair on his chest. His neck was like a silver pitcher. The line of hair from his upper chest to his navel was straight. He did not have any additional hair on his chest and stomach. His hands and feet were fleshy. When he walked, it was like he was descending from a hill. And when he stepped, it was like he was removing his foot from a huge rock. When he would turn his entire body. The sweat of his face would be like pearls. The scent of his sweat was more fragrant than perfume. He was neither short nor tall. He was neither weak or ignoble, and I have never seen anyone like him before him or after. His complexion. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his skin color was white, but not with the shade of yellow. Rather, his skin was white with a shade of red. This redness is the redness of the Arabs. White, tan, and brown are all relative affairs. So the whiteness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the whiteness of the Arabs, and the whiteness of the Arabs leans towards red, not towards yellow or any other color, in case with some non-Arabs. His hair. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a large beard, but it was well groomed and organized. The hair on his head was thick, and its length was between his shoulders or his earlobes His body. He had a line of hair from his chest to his navel. Some people's entire stomach or chest is covered with hair, but he sallallahu alaihi wasallam had only one line of hair from his chest to his navel, and the rest of his chest and stomach did not have hair on it. This line of hair was in a straight line, not moving off to the right or the left. Due to his pure complexion, his neck seemed like the picture of silver. This was not due to the color, but because his color was reddish white, but this comparison was made with silver due to his clean complexion. What about the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? His fingers and toes were thick, as they were proportionate to his body and strength. So his fingers and his hands were proportionate to his body and strength. He did not have thin limbs. How did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam walk? When he walked, he would lean forward like he was descending from a high place, such as a mountain. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would look always to the ground. He would not raise his head, nor would he look to the right or the left. He would look towards the ground. So if you saw him from a distance, it looked like he was descending from a high ground. His footsteps were firm. He would not skip his feet on the ground. Sometimes when someone is walking towards you, their shoes can be heard tapping the ground. As for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his walking resembled that of soldiers without any hardship. Soldiers walk firmly, but sometimes they do so with hardship. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's steps were firm without hardship. It was like he was lifting his foot off a boulder. He did not drag his feet, he raised them. His movements. When he wanted to speak to someone, he would face them directly. He would not turn his head while he was walking to the left or right. No, rather he would stop and completely turn his body and face the person who was talking to him. And this was from his complete manners, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What about his sweat? The sweat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was different to any other human being. The sweat of everyone else does not have a pleasant smell to it. It has an odor. As for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah completed his physical attributes to the extent where the companions smelled his sweat, and they smelled and they described his sweat like perfume. It smelled like perfume. They would even take some of his sweat and place it in containers to use as perfume. This was from the nobility and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted to him. His height. He was of medium height. Medium height for a man is from completeness, from the completeness of characteristics, his physical characteristics and attributes, such as he doesn't appear to be extremely tall, nor does he appear to be short. He was the most handsome of people while being the most generous of them. Hassan radiallahu anhu said, "My eyes have not seen anyone more handsome than you, and no woman has given birth to more beautiful than you." It is mentioned in a narration, the seal of prophethood was situated between his shoulders. He was the last of all prophets. He was the most generous and the most forbearing. He was the most truthful of people in speech, the best in fulfilling the trust, the most gentle and accommodating. He was the best at interacting with people. Whosoever saw him would intuitively be in awe of him, and whoever described him would say, I have never seen anyone similar to him before him or after him. The seal between his shoulders was an area of raised skin the size of a pigeon's egg. It was surrounded by moles, and there were some hairs on it. When anyone possessing knowledge from the scripture would encounter him, they would look for the seal. He is the last of the prophets, so there will be no prophet after him. He was the most generous of all people. The Arabs used to say that Hatim At-Ta'i was the most generous of the people. But when the Prophet ﷺ appeared, they forgot about Hatim and anyone else that was generous, because their generosity was absorbed by the Prophet ﷺ's generosity, and people actually forgot about the other generous people that were around in that time. He was the most forbearing, meaning that he had an expansive chest. It means to have forbearance and patience with the trials that befall you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah number 6, verse 125, "And whomsoever Allah wills to guide, he opens his breast to Islam." He was the most truthful in speech. So whenever he spoke, he was the most truthful, and he was famous for his truthfulness even before prophecy. He was known for his truthfulness and trustworthiness. His character was gentle and easygoing. Our Lord describes him in Surah number 3, verse 159, "And by the mercy of Allah, you dealt with them gently." He was the best in interacting with his family and his brothers in faith, his wives, his children, his companions, his relatives, and strangers. Whoever saw him for the first time would be awestruck in their heart. This was something given to him by Allah. He put awe for him in the people's heart. Salman radiallahu anhu said, "When I saw his face clearly, I knew that was not the face of a liar." This is the conclusion of the 22nd lesson. Please join us again for our 23rd lesson, in which we'll talk about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's manners.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.